Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to ASK Automotive Q3 FY 2025 post-conference call hosted by Adfactors PR. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Snighter. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Hazel. A very good evening to everyone, and welcome to the Q3 and 9-month FY 2025 earnings call of ASK Automotive Limited. From the senior management, we have with us Mr. Kuldip Singh Rathee, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Prashant Rathee, Full-Time Director, Mr. Aman Rathee, Full-Time Director, and Mr. Naresh Kumar, Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin the earnings call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made during today's call may be forward-looking in nature and hence may involve risks and uncertainties, including those related to the future financials and operating performance of the company. Please bear with us if there is a call drop during the course of the conference call. We would ensure the call is reconnected at the earliest. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Kuldip Singh Rathee for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me an immense pleasure to welcome you all for our Quarter 3 and 9-month Financial Year 2025 earnings conference call. Before I proceed, I hope you all have had the chance to go through the detailed presentation submitted to the exchanges and uploaded on our website. I am elated to be with you today evening to update you on our business performance for the third quarter and 9 months ended December 31st, 2024. I would like to begin by giving some insights on the industry update, followed by details of our business performance. As per SIAM report, the automobile sector, in terms of vehicle production across all segments, grew at around 6.4% in Q3 FY 2025 against the same period last year. Amongst all segments, two-wheeler posted production growth of 8% in Q3 FY 2025 and 13.1% in 9 months FY 2025 on YoY basis. The two-wheeler industry registered robust vehicle production volume of 5.9 million in Q3 FY 2025 against 5.5 million in the same period last year. The two-wheeler production in 9 months FY 2025 was at 18 million against 15.9 million in the same period last year. India's stable policy ecosystem in 2024, building on the foundation of previous years, has significantly supported the automotive industry's growth. As 2025 begins with the optimism generated by the Bharat Mobility Global Expo, this positive momentum is expected to further accelerate the sector's progress in the coming year. I am now moving on to ASK business performance. I am delighted to share with you that we had a strong finish to the third quarter and 9 months of the year in both revenue and profitability. This is the fifth consecutive quarter of robust performance by us since listing of the company last year. During Q3 FY 2025, we delivered strong performance in business and recorded significant growth of 21% in revenue, 41% in EBITDA, and 32% in PAT on year-on-year basis. We have also continued to outperform the two-wheeler industry vehicle production growth in Q3 FY 2025. Further, I am glad that we have delivered highest-ever EBITDA margin of 12.5% in Q3 FY 2025, which is 180 basis points higher than Q3 FY 2024. As a result of strong performance in Q3 FY25, our revenue has grown by 24%, EBITDA by 50%, and PAT by 51% in nine months FY25 on year-on-year basis. Our EBITDA margins stood at 12.2% in nine months FY25, with an improvement of 205 basis points on year-on-year basis. These strong results reflect the result of our continued focus on expanding value-added businesses, improving utilization of production capacities, and bringing cost efficiencies. Our aim is to sustain this level of EBITDA margins and improve gradually in the subsequent quarters, depending upon the growth of the two-wheeler industry. With strong performance on profitability, our earnings per share in nine months FY25 has increased to rupees 9.64 per share against rupees 6.39 per share in the same period last year. Let me now go into further details of our performance on both revenue and margin sides. We have delivered robust performance in Q3 FY25 and recorded consolidated total income of rupees 919 crores, which is 21% higher on year-on-year basis. As a result, the consolidated total income for nine months financial year 25 stood at rupees 2,760 crores, posting a 25% year-on-year growth. All the three product segments continued to perform well and delivered robust revenue growth in quarter three financial year 25. We have sustained market leadership position in the advanced braking systems business with 14% year-on-year growth. The aluminum lightweighting precision solutions, our largest business segment with 43% share of revenue, led the growth momentum and delivered 25% year-on-year growth, and safety control cables also grew by 10% on year-on-year basis. We have recorded strong growth in our margins and profitability. Our quarter three FY25 EBITDA stood at rupees 115 crore, recording 41% year-on-year growth, and nine months FY25 at rupees 337 crore, posting 50% year-on-year growth. We have delivered PAT of rupees 66 crore with 32% YOY growth in quarter three of financial year 25 and rupees 190 crore in nine months financial year 25 with 51% growth on year-on-year basis. If we exclude one-time deferred tax gain of rupees 7.15 crore in quarter three of financial year 24, adjusted year-on-year PAT growth is 54% and in Q3 FY25 and 60% in nine months FY25. I am glad to inform you that in nine months of FY25, we have achieved an EBITDA of rupees 337 crores versus last full year EBITDA of rupees 311 crores in FY24. Similarly, in nine months of FY25, we have achieved PAT of rupees 190 crores against the last full year PAT of rupees 174 crore in FY24. Now, let me talk briefly about status of expansion plans of our production capacities. Firstly, our mega manufacturing facility at Karoli is expanding fast. The increased economies of scale and operational efficiencies are benefiting us in delivering better results. Secondly, our 18th manufacturing facility at Bengaluru, incidentally, that's our third plant in southern India, in Bengaluru, has commercialized on 14 January 2025. Thirdly, solar power plant of 9.9 megawatts in Sirsa, Haryana, for captive consumption started trial production on 27 January 2025 and will start supply of power soon. Further, out of the union budget allocation of ₹11,10,000 crores for FY25 for infrastructure, a major portion is still unspent. Regarding the remaining portion of the budget allocation, we expect the government to spend in Q4 in a big way. Thus, the money shall percolate to the lowest level, including rural areas. This shall give a further boost to the sale of two-wheelers in the country. As we go forward, we are hopeful of maintaining trend of outperforming industry growth in the subsequent quarter of FY25. We anticipate the growth momentum in two-wheeler sector to continue for the remaining part of the year with prevailing positive market sentiments. Lastly, we are confident that we would continue to deliver strong performance in coming quarters and generate value for our stakeholders. With this, I open the floor for question and answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sanjeev Agrawal from Avingna Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. Am I audible? Please confirm.
Yes, sir.
So first of all, thank you for this opportunity. And I would also congratulate the team for achieving such a high EBITDA margin, which is definitely a triggering factor for us as investors. So I would like to know if you can help us with the EBITDA margins on the 3 to 4 product lines that we are having in our organization. Is advanced braking systems, vis-a-vis aluminium lightweight, which are the two main, and the other three as well.
Well, Sanjeev, our EBITDA margins in all the three verticals are very close to each other. They are similar. So good part is, as you said, that we could achieve the highest EBITDA margins by better capacity utilizations because in last 2 years, we invested very heavily. We invested 475 crores in the Karoli plant till date, and we are continuously investing up to 200 crores in the third plant, 18th manufacturing facility in Bangalore.
Noted, sir. Thank you. So the second question would be, sir, can you please explain us a percentage between the EV versus non-EV that we are selling right now?
See, our percentage is similar because we are supplying to 80% of the OEMs in the EV sector. So the EV is total, EV percentage at the moment is only 5% of the total vehicle production in two-wheelers. And we our also share our business with that.
Thank you, sir. That's all from me.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Joseph George from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on good numbers. Just two questions. One is the JV with Aisin Group. You mentioned that you're going to launch it in terms of the product launches that's going to happen in April 2025. I want to understand how should we think about the scale of operations in year one in terms of maybe revenues or profitability?
Well, Mr. Joseph, there was a very good response. We launched, we had an exhibition in the Bharat Mobility Expo, and there was an extremely positive response from the dealers all over the country. We are in the process of appointing dealers all over the country, and we hope to launch the operations in Q1 as we had always told before.
Okay, any sense on, you know, how big the scale of operations would be in year one?
I think year one is always a start. As we progress in the quarters, maybe we'll give you some feedback in after the H1, you know.
Sure, sir. No problem. The second point I want to touch upon was the subsidy that is expected for the Rajasthan plant. I think earlier you had mentioned that it will start flowing in from the end of FY25. Is that the status even now, and nothing has flowed in 3Q?
No. It has flowed in, and we could achieve all the conditions, and we have applied for the subsidy. We and as the entitlement has started from that Q3. You know.
So some of that subsidy has already started accruing in Q3 itself.
Yes, it is about 6.65 crores subsidy from the Karoli plant. You know, it's in the Q3.
Now onwards,
a similar figure of around 7 crores will continue in the forthcoming quarters also.
Understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hitesh from HDFC Securities Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. My question is, how do you see the two-wheeler demand shaping up over the coming months? And is there any concern of higher inventory-led production cuts by two-wheeler players? Because the export market pickup for two-wheelers is also gradual. So how do you see the production schedules of our two-wheeler customers shaping up?
I feel that the coming quarter, this Q4, is very much sorted. And I am an optimist on the two-wheelers very much. And I feel, as I mentioned in my presentation, that once this infrastructure spending is done, a lot of money is going to flow down the line, and which is they are the real customers of two-wheelers. And I feel positive even on the next FY.
Sure, sir. And one more question on how do you compare the difference in the content per vehicle of the ICE two-wheeler and the electric two-wheeler for our components?
The EV component, because we are into very critical lightweighting and thermal management products, in EV the component is higher, you know. It's 30 to 50% higher in the EV. So since we are agnostic, ICE agnostic and EV agnostic, so once the EV actually picks up, then I think our revenues will further grow.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ronak Mehta from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. So I have a couple of questions. First is on the Karoli plant. Can you help us with the utilization level of the plant, and how do you plan to ramp it up further over the coming quarters?
See, the good part is, Ronak, that we have invested. We keep on investing, and we, as you know, the present status is 470 crores. So the utilization percentage is similar, about 45 and 50%. But now the capacities are further ahead, and we expect that the coming years' growth shall be very much taken care of from there, you know, as well as the new plant in the south in Bangalore, which is our 18th plant.
Okay, so is it fair to assume that the asset turn for the plant, on the new investment, will be about 2x, 2 to 2.5x?
It's not 2.5. We operate in 2x. Always we operate in 2x, and we definitely intend to achieve that with our lead manufacturing. We always aim for that.
All right. The second question is on the new Bengaluru plant. So have you started supplying alloy wheels? Can you just indicate who all are the customers? How do you plan to ramp it up? Any new order wins with respect to alloy wheels?
So the commercial production has started. Some items of the existing product lines, which we were already supplying, they have started billing. But the new product lines are getting the QAV done. You remember in Karoli also, it had taken some time, one quarter at least we had taken. So that QAV is going on. We expect that all QAV to finish by March in this quarter, next 2 months. And from the next financial year, it should come on a good stream, level.
Okay. And any new order wins on the alloy wheels business? Because you indicated last time that you were in negotiation with customers and customers were doing trial runs. So any update on that?
I definitely said, because it's a safety item, the testings go on quite long. We are into the business of safety, and we have enough patience, and that takes little time. But we hope that some news should come by end of Q1 or sometimes in Q2.
All right. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Basudeb Banerjee from CLSA. Please go ahead.
A couple of things. One.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Basudeb. I would request you to please use your handset.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please continue.
Yeah. A couple of questions. One, Honda announcing their new EVs. So what kind of interest that we're getting from Honda for coming months, coming quarters and such?
Mr. Basu, their plans are not very aggressive. The whole year plan for next year, they have taken only around 18,000. That's yearly plan.
One more model is also coming.
One more model is also coming. They'll launch it in, I think, around Q2.
Oh, you mean 1,500 per month from these two models? That's what they are aiming at?
That's the first model. First model. Second model, they'll give the different projections, When they give it, we'll let you know.
Sure. And second, sir, now as overall European situation is not that great, and your export outlook also had. So any new major orders or some progress you are making, is coming back from scratch, you have scope for expanding your exports outlook? If you recall, we are aiming at 300 crores exports revenue for FY27. So these challenging times definitely are acting as a hurdle. So how one should look at it?
You are right, Mr. Basu. The things are not very rosy in the European sector. And on this particular, in spite of such good results, we would like to tell the investors that our exports may not grow this particular year, because the customers, very prominent customers, they are first consuming the vast inventories in the pipeline. However, not to be getting totally disappointed, our Q4 is trying to be getting better than the Q3 and Q2, in exports. So maybe once they correct the inventories, then better orders start. Second thing is, we had also mentioned for the next year that we have got an export order of 100 crores for Ford Motor, but through Aptiv then. But that is under testing. We have already given the samples, and once the approvals come, then that will start hopefully in the beginning of the next financial year.
Right, Bharat, so in a press release regarding aftermarket plans with the tie-up with Aisin, where it was mentioned. So any specific strategy, timeline, revenue potential you are aiming at?
So as I just told Mr. Basu, that there was a very huge response in our exhibition in the expo in January, and we are in the process of making further dealers all over the country, and we'll be launching in the Q1 as was initially decided. And I hope, the only thing we are trying to do is we are trying to break even in the first year, and if we do that, I think that should be a good achievement.
Last thing, sir, if I missed out, basically for a South Indian two-wheeler OEM, trials are running for your new alloy wheel. So how is it completely done and commercial production has started, or still the results are yet to be there?
Oh, Mr. Basu, since it is a safety item, the trials go on in various terrains and they are time consuming. So I think we hope to receive the results by Q1 end or maybe early Q2, and then only the supplies will start.
And as you said in one question in the call earlier, that you have already commenced production, so can...
So that plant is the complete ALPS plant. So it is not confined to alloy wheel. We can make anything and for any customer there. You know. So the machines are like that, and there is a fungible line, and we are making various other products as a start. You know. And then because we have gone to the south, now we are getting some new orders also from various customers in the south, you know, because we have reached, initially we had exhausted our complete capacities in south, but now the customers have reposed confidence that we have come near to them.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost the connection of the current participant. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kuber Chauhan from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, and congratulations on good set of numbers. Most of my questions has been answered, but I want to know about your mix. How much the contribution was from EV and how much was it from IC for this particular quarter?
I think we have not yet launched, as I just said. Okay, so the ICE contribution is 76% in our business, and the EV contribution is about 5%.
And have we seen the trend moving on this, or we saw a dip in this particular quarter?
It's moving as per the plans, as per the production of the people. Yes, one of the largest manufacturers, you know, his production levels went little down. Otherwise, we are expecting even better performance in the EV, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naveen Kumar Dube from Narnolia Financial Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, and congratulations on a very strong set of numbers, sir. I have a couple of questions. First one is related to your aluminium lighting product segment. So I want to understand what kind of potential market size this segment could have.
See, we have always said, Mr. Naveen, that the continuous focus in the motor vehicles industry, whether it is passenger car, whether it is two-wheelers, that's on lightweight. So I think the best material for lightweighting is aluminium. So we call it our sunrise sector. And we see huge potential in this sunrise sector domestically as well as in exports. And second thing is the more and more electronics coming in all the vehicles. So in electronics, the aluminium being the very good conductor, it's the best material for thermal dissipation, and there also it fits very well. So because of these two qualities, we see very huge growth in this. And as you must be noticing, that in 9 months, we have grown 25% in this sector.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Related to same, I think earlier it was more of an import substitute product. So any figure or any data related to that is what could be that import percentage that aluminium product is imported in India? Any ballpark figure?
No, aluminium is not getting imported. In fact, so many manufacturers for the last 30 years who are manufacturing here in nearby to our plants, and they are approved by the OEMs like Maruti Suzuki, Hero, and Honda, and we have to buy from them. So this is never... Yes, they do import the scrap. So that data we don't... Neither we have or we feel the need to have.
Okay, sir. Couple of questions related to sir, any customer addition in the recent past, in the last 1-2 months, is there any new customer getting added in your portfolio?
One customer added for export, but the that's we got the orders, but the supplies as per schedule have to start in the Q3 of next financial year.
Okay, Q3 of next financial year. Okay. Because we had kind of 75 crores of order book for export, I think. Earlier we had some.
Yes. We are still maintaining that we have that. That is already there. So that we are not mentioning.
Okay. Thank you, sir. If I have more questions, I will come back to the queue. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Pradyuman Chaudhary from JM Financial Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. My first question was on the aluminium lightweighting solutions vertical. So I just wanted to get a better sense of what the growth triggers are. One would be related to the lightweighting happening on the EV side, but are we witnessing more and more aluminium being used even on the IC vehicles? Like, if you can just explain the growth triggers here.
Yes, even in the new vehicles, they are trying to make it lighter, you know, so the more and more aluminium is getting used.
And also the use of electronics is also increasing, so a lot of ECUs are all using aluminium as the preferred metal.
And so, like, just from a just for a better understanding, would it be possible for you to quantify how much aluminium content has increased in new IC vehicles versus older vehicles, and how much would be the increase in case of EVs?
This is very difficult
at the moment, and plus what we do is we keep on adding new products with our existing customers, so we are increasing our content, and that's our continuous endeavor to increase our business with, even with our existing customers.
Okay, and who are we taking away the market share from when we are adding new products?
No, we don't inquire from the customer. When customer is in some requirement, then we do supply. That's what we do, you know.
Okay. And on the aluminium lightweighting side, we can your sense is over the next 2-3 years, we can continue growing that 25-30% kind of number?
Have a good growth, you know. That's how, as I said, that last 30 years we have outgrown the industry, you know, and we have grown in mid-teens. That's a record of not one day but 30 years, you know. And this year also, luckily, we are doing that. So I always say that we will keep on growing in mid-teens, you know.
All right. And lastly, if you can just quantify the revenue from non-two-wheeler segments, like passenger vehicle and like what's the percentage of revenue? I know it would be very small, just wanted to get some sense from passenger vehicles and commercial.
It's actually very small. We just do 4% of the export, which is in that two-wheeler is not there, and maybe 3% miscellaneous, 7-8%, that's all.
Okay. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Pradyuman Chaudhary from JM Financial Family Office. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. Just another question, sir. So apart from aluminium lightweight, for the other two verticals, advanced braking system and safety control cables, we expect to grow in line largely with the industry, or even there are additional growth triggers?
So brakes, we have always said that we are number one in the country with a majority share of business for the last 20 years. So we have to grow almost in the line of the industry, you know, except sometimes aftermarket grows in double digits, so that's in our hands, you know, but otherwise we grow with the growth of the industry. And regarding the other verticals, they said, other two verticals, there is definitely a very good scope. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Naveen Kumar Dube from the Nolia Financial Services Limited. Please go ahead.
What could be the CapEx for future, maybe next 2, 3, 4 years, if you can help with that?
So, Mr. Naveen, now the CapEx that we have paid, as I said, we have invested 600 crores, and this will see us through for the next 18 months. However, okay, whenever a new opportunity comes, we don't feel stingy on not putting the excess CapEx. Whenever we see the opportunity, we grab, and we don't mind doing more CapEx, because whatever cash, strong cash we are generating, we always put it back in the our new expansion, and that's how, you know, we keep on growing.
Okay, so maybe some 150 to 200 crores of CapEx.
I can't say, the new opportunities keep on coming, so we don't shy away from investing. But only thing is, we are very, very judicious in investing. And I'm happy to share that last year we closed at a debt equity of a 0.42, and in spite of such heavy investment, we'll be most likely closing at a debt equity of 0.38. And next year, further next year, our target is 0.3.
Oh, that's great, sir.
So we are very cautious in spending, but when the need and the opportunity arises, we just don't hesitate. We immediately spend it.
Okay. Sir, one more question related to the Bangalore plant, which is just started. I think, what kind of cost increases can we see over the next 2-3 quarters? Because it will be in the initial phase.
Well, we have plans to break even in the Q4 of next year. I think that will be pretty fast if we are able to manage that. And we are confident that we should do that.
Sure. That's it from my side. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And also,
ladies and gentlemen, we will take this as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kuldeep Singh Rathi from Ask Automotive Limited for closing comments.
Thank you very much, everyone. It has been a pleasure talking to you, and let me assure you that we remain optimists, we remain confident that we'll be performing and adding value to our stakeholders. Thank you very much for your patience, and see you and talk to you after in the next quarter. Thanks.
On behalf of Ask Automotives Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.